Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Aloha and good morning to everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The camera's a little bit fogged up. I'm going to see if I can clean it a little bit here. Hang on, I'll use my magic touch. Good morning, how are you guys doing after the Super Bowl? Good to see everybody today. Pat's there, Ted's there. Good morning. Hey, I gotta tell you guys something. Something amazing happened to me today. I watched the Super Bowl, I saw the great comeback last night, but this is a little bit more thrilling than that. You know, I have these incredibly stubby hands. And today, the first time through titling the Ocean Sunrise Catechism, I got it right. I didn't hit a wrong letter the whole time. I think, you know, Mahomes, you know, he's all right, I guess, but I think that's a pretty big deal that I didn't hit one wrong letter and spelled the title for this 100% correct. Hey, I was just on the phone with Matt Swaim for the Sunrise Morning Show, and he's reminding me I'd totally forgotten that I had taken Christian Okoye out surfing, the former Kansas City Chief running back, the Nigerian Nightmare. And it was funny. It was something for ESPN, but we took him out, and he's so strong that he could hardly move his arms to paddle. He could hardly make that motion. But I learned a lot from him. One of those things I learned from him is that every morning he gets up and he has a standing appointment with himself. I think it's at 6:30 or 7 every morning to go lift weights for an hour. And no one can take that time away from him. And that's what we're doing here. Every morning we gather together. No one can take this time away from us to seek to go deeper with God. Hey, Frank, hope Frankie's there. I don't know which team you guys wanted to win. It's kind of like too late to ask the question, but wondering what everybody's team was they were cheering for. I'm a Raider fan from back in the original days, from the time of the first Super Bowl. Die hard, Daryl LaMonica, Blanda, Marv Hubbard, Otis Sistrunk, Fred Biletnikoff, Kenny Staver, all those guys. And the Chiefs were always our rivals, so I was pulling for the Chiefs, hoping that they would prove to be a worthy rival for the Raiders, and they did it, so it was great. So tell us which team you were cheering for yesterday. But I was talking today to Matt Swaim about Elijah on Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal, the Super Bowl on Mount Carmel, and how he challenged the priests and prophets of Baal to a big contest. And he challenged the people, how long will you serve two masters? If God is God, serve him. If Baal and Asherah are gods, serve them. And Baal and, get this balance, Baal was the god, was a dying and rising god. He was a corn king, as he's called, as all the fertility gods are. They're dying and rising gods, and counterfeits of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he challenged them. They used to burn their children, you know, in the fires. God Baal was considered a god of fire, and they would throw their children in the fire to try to discern what Baal's will would be for them. And they would have sex with the god, with the priestesses, and Asherah was the female version of Baal, you know. And so Elijah, you know, challenged them to a Super Bowl. And he said, whoever's God sends fire. And he waited and waited and waited, and the priests and prophets of Baal were shouting and screaming and send your fire, Baal, and it never fell. So by about lunchtime, Elijah goes, so where's your, it was like halftime, right? He goes, so where's your God? Has he gone aside? In the Hebrew is more gone aside. But what it actually means is he, maybe he's on the john. Maybe he went to the bathroom. He's going to miss all the good commercials. And then in the end, towards about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter up there on Mount Carmel, he says, okay, now it's my turn. And he poured buckets and buckets of water over his altar and over the wood there. And he asked God to send fire, and God sent fire, and it totally consumed all the water, all the wood, and the whole sacrifice. And he made a big fourth quarter comeback to win the day. But the challenge is, who will you serve? There's so many people, I mean, that are kind of living two lives. They have they're Catholic, they're Christian, but they're not really living according to the moral code. People who are living with someone, maybe they've gone through divorce and now they're living with someone instead of marrying them, or they maybe haven't gone through their annulment, and they're hurting themselves, and they're hurting the person that they're with. They're trying to find consolation someplace other than God. Maybe people are having sex outside of marriage, before being married. These are the things that our society so easily accepts and that is tearing down our society. Just read Humanae Vitae. Yeah, Jane, it's a great story. The you know, they had to deal with Baal throughout the history of Israel. I think it was the prophet Baal that, when they took the Ark of the Covenant, when the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant, and they put the Ark of the Covenant into the temple of Baal, and in the morning they went in and the temple, the statue of Baal fell flat on its face. You go, oh, okay, maybe we better get rid of. And they also, because they had stolen the Ark of the Covenant, Frankie will like this and Theo will like this if they're listening. Because they had stolen the Ark, they all got hemorrhoids. God's hysterical. So we're reading about who God is. We're reading this section, it's God alone is, and we're talking about God is truth. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever. Psalm 30. And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true. That's 2 Samuel 7:28. I love the story of Samuel. That whole section of the first five, I love Genesis, Exodus, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and 1 and 2 Samuel. I just love those historical Old Testament stories. God is truth itself. This is why God's promises always come true. Because God is truth. I mean, if your essence is to be truth, it isn't that you're truthful, it's that it's your essence. It's like he couldn't be anything other than truth, because it's who he is. Not who he's trying to be, it's who he is. This is why God's promises always come true. And Matt was saying today, we need to start asking God for big things, not just small things. Well, this morning on the EWTN Sunrise Morning Show, yeah, because that everything's small to God. Nothing's a big deal to God. Nothing's harder or easier for God. Believe God for big things, everyone. Believe God for miraculous healings for Dan Barta, for those of you who are family members you're concerned about, family situations that you're concerned about. I know Ted Scarpino and his wife are going through a beautiful time of crossing over the promised land, in a sense, as she's seeking to buy a veterinary practice. But that transitions are always difficult. Satan always attacks at the transition. Remember when the children of Israel were crossing the Jordan River, you know? That's where the attack takes place. So it's during that time when we really need to say to God, let your promises be true and amen. And walk boldly forward into the new phases in life God's calling us to. God is truth itself, whose words cannot deceive. This is why, and this is what I love, this word. It's in the creed for our ministry. This is why one can abandon oneself in full trust to the truth and faithfulness of His word in all things. You know, the creed of our ministry is that the most radical thing you can do in life is abandon yourself to the wild adventure of God's will. Abandon yourself. And whenever I quote that, I'm thinking of dropping into huge waves at Waimea. Abandoning yourselves to a wave like that. I'm going to read it again. This is why one can abandon oneself in full trust to the truth and faithfulness of His word in all things. By the way, if you haven't pressed the share button, can you do that right now? Let's get the word out. And by the way, we have a lot of new listeners to the viewers of this show now. A lot more people are viewing this show more than ever. And we want to invite you to make comments, even if you're watching it on the delayed basis. Please comment, because even through the day, we get to read the comments that people are filling in, you know, on Facebook. And it helps us build Ohana, and you can ask questions there and things like that. So please do that. And by the way, we're going to have a man cave meetup this week. I actually was thinking about doing it early, like doing it on a Saturday morning or something totally different than in the evenings like we do it. So wondering what your thoughts about that, because there's people over in Europe that it's not easy for them to stay up till all hours of the night to join us if they're members of the man cave. So just thinking about doing that to change things up a bit. But we'll have one this week. The beginning of sin and of man's fall was due to what? To a lie. The lie of the tempter, who induced doubt of God's word, kindness, and faithfulness. God's truth is His wisdom, which commands the whole created order and governs the world. I wish you could see the sunrise. Check that out. It says right here, His wisdom orders the whole created world and governs it. Yeah, so let's try a 7 a.m. Saturday morning man cave meetup this week. I know it's been a while. The beginning of sin and of man's fall was due to a lie of the tempter who induced doubt in God's word, kindness, and faithfulness. God's truth is His wisdom, which commands the whole created world order and governs the world. God, who alone made heaven and earth, can alone impart true knowledge of every created thing in relation to Himself. Everything He's created is in relationship to Him, right? God is also truthful when He reveals Himself. The teaching that comes from God is true instruction. That's from Malachi 2:6. When He sends His Son into the world, it will be to bear witness to the truth. That's why Jesus said, I'm not going to judge you. The words I speak will judge you. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding to know Him who is true. Beautiful sunrise. The next section says God is love. In the course of its history, Israel was able to discover that God had only one reason to reveal Himself to them. He had a single motive. Hey, Jane, what I would do is, does he have an uncle or someone that's going to the men's conference? Does he know, is there a man that would go with him to the men's conference? And by the way, what diocese is it? Is it up in the Midwest? I forget where you are. But remember, be Saint Monica and pray for him. But yeah, he needs to go with an uncle or someone who will go with him. Maybe a couple buddies too. So in the course of its history, Israel was able to discover God had only one reason to reveal Himself to them. He had a single motive for choosing them from among all the peoples as His special possession, His sheer, gratuitous love. And thanks to the prophets, Israel understood that it was again out of love that God never stopped saving them and pardoning them their unfaithfulness and their sins. Yeah, I don't know when your men's conference is, but you got to find an uncle or someone to go with him and to invite for them to invite him to come, and then pray for him. But I'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise for a moment. I don't know how old your son is. Maybe he's an adult, but you need to find someone else that will invite him that he can go with. You probably can't see it, but Ken Scarpino, the Liberty, the ship we're on, is coming into port right now. And we're going to be announcing next year's cruise retreat pretty soon, too. So get ready for the December retreat this year. I just got a couple speaking engagements I got to figure out, and then we'll set the time. Anyway, love you guys. Happy post-Super Bowl day. First caucus is today, so pray for God's will to be done. The nation's State of the Union is tomorrow, so pray for this country. Hey, Peter, aloha. Happy birthday, man. I didn't realize it was your birthday. And, man, I hope we can ride on Saturday. That would be just so cool if we can get together and do a beautiful ride. So hopefully Pat Gervais and others, if they're in the area, will ride with us. Yeah, Jane, you need to get another man to invite him to go with him, someone that he knows that'll go. That'd be one great way to do it. And when is the conference? I know a lot of the conferences are in the Lenten season when Pat Gervais is down here cruising on his motorcycle. So I don't know if Pat could invite him. Anyway, love you guys. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Man Cave Meetup, 7 a.m. Saturday morning. Amen. Well, why don't we do that, Peter? Why don't we do a Man Cave Meetup at 7? And then we'll jump on our motorcycles and we'll meet up in person and we'll do another Man Cave. Hey, maybe we could do a Man Cave Meetup part 2 when we get to Daytona or wherever we're going. I think this coming weekend I don't know. But wherever we decide to meet up, maybe we can do a Man Cave Meetup, a little brief Man Cave Meetup there too. Do something on Facebook or something for the men in the Man Cave. All right, love you guys. Ahui ho, as we say, that means until next time, aloha.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.